Blog Talk Radio.
Oh man, it's crazy stuff. Okay, let's do it.
Yo. Okay, all right,
right.
Lemmy Favorita. Count David Lemmy Favorita is all up in the house. Hey, brother, good to see me some you. And Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Yeah, I said, what's good on y'all? Like I said, I would have been here a lot earlier. But I was, it wasn't no sound coming out of speakers. I was like, whoa. If there's no sound coming out of speaker, like, how am I mean, So I had to do a little techie thing. See, on this laptop, when you plug in a new device, if it's an audio device or a microphone, then it automatically sends the signal for the sound to go through that device. So I changed the mic. You know, I'm alternating these mics trying to find out what's best. Because I was listening to this show with that other mic, and I wasn't feeling it. It was like it was a delay when I was watching the playback. So I'm like, this ain't no Chinese movie. This ain't no karate jump. So I wasn't feeling that. So I was like, nah, we gonna dead that. So I was like, all right, let me pick up this one and see how it sounds. Because y'all said that the other one sounded all right. It really didn't. The first black one sounded good, but the blue one didn't sound good. Now it sounds good other ways when it's plugged in because it's really loud. But to me, it sounded like I was talking in an empty room and I wasn't feeling it. So how does this audio sound? Am I on the right side of the mic? Like am I like? Can you hear a difference from if I'm talking here or if I'm talking on this side? Is this side the right side? I need y'all to talk to me. Is this side the right side? 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 Is this the right side? Yo, is that the right side? Yo, I think this is the right side. It's the way it's supposed to be. I'm talking to y'all. Is this the right one? Let me know. Because if this mic ain't right, we're going to go back to the original black one. Because that one was working out pretty well. So let me know. Okay, other than that, my brother Ansel Jones is all up in the house. What's naturally the rap. I see you, man. I see you. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Says when I went to my group today, we were talking about friends they lost because of opinion. When your boss is a 45 supporter, work is harder. Interesting. Very, very interesting. All right, sound all right? All right, I'm gonna go with that then. Now, if I listen to the playback, I'm like, it's no good. It's no good. I'll be like, yo, you know, maybe it sounds different. I don't know. But we gonna work it out. It's gonna be all right. We gonna work it out. It's gonna be all right. Do this thing. It's for the best of this. All right, let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this your daily. Go get him in the show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the thing. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the. And if you can't say Omar with the well, then you just say Omar with the Arts of Daily. Go get him in the show going down in the area, all up in your area. And tonight we're talking about what happens. What happens when one of your worker friends gets fired? What happens when one of your worker friends gets fired? What happens when one of your worker friends get fired? You know how people be cutting up at work? People be cutting up at work? People who've been working with each other for a long time? Or not even that long, you know, not even that long. But, you know, some people meet really, really good friends and they cement really, really good relationships while they're at work. And it's sometimes bigger than just a working relationship. You feel like it's sort of like when you went to school. Yeah, you went to school to learn, but at the same time, the social atmosphere was what it was. And you're going to remember those school friends, those school chums that you had for the rest of your life. It's the same thing. It's the same continuation for a lot of people when they go to work. So, some people be cutting up. They be cutting up, doing all kinds of crazy shit, getting in trouble, covering for each other, and all that kind of stuff. And it's all good. as long as you're getting away with it. But what happens, what seems to happen, is that once you start getting away with something, with breaking the rules, then the broken rules become the rule in your mind, in your eyes, in your way of doing things. You start feeling like, what you talking about? We run this. So no matter what the violation is that you commit, you start looking at it like it should be permitted. It should not be forbidden. It should not be litigated, prosecuted. There should be no write-ups, no warnings, no nothing. That's the way people at work start to feel. Like it doesn't matter who's paying us. What matters is we doing our work. We the ones making it happen around here. People who work at jobs really believe that shit. They really make themselves believe that shit. Like, I do so much around here, they wouldn't even think about firing me. So what happens when one of your worker friends gets fired? Before y'all got fired, everybody confident. Oh, nah, and such go, we all go. Nah, we ain't playing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard people on the job say that kind of shit. Like, what you do to one of us, you got to do to all of us. And this wasn't even a union job. This wasn't even a union. So it's like, oh, really? You start smelling yourself. Right guard. Anything else would be uncivilized. So as you start to believe this hype that you have somehow heaped upon yourself, you start violating, breaking more rules, and being more blatant and brash and bold about it. So when the disciplines start to come, that's one. That's three. Oh, bless y'all too. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. I normally come in three. I don't feel the third one. I don't feel the third one. Thank you. But yeah, so people start to believe that they can't be fired, or that they won't be fired, or that they are so self-important. I'm vital to this operation. I could do things around here. We could do things around here that nobody else can do. Plus, we got seniority. Yeah, we got seniority. Remember seniority back in the day? Seniority meant that you could always go first. Seniority meant that you could even curse at your supervisor or manager because you've been here. And you start to believe that you are more valuable than them. Happens. Then when the disciplines start to happen, everybody, well, the people, these little cliques at work, they start to rebel. Like, how you gonna write somebody up for this shit? We've been doing this shit for so long, now all of a sudden y'all want to start writing people up for it. Like the person that's signing the checks doesn't have the right to make adjustments in the way that they do business, or to hire people who will put things in a proper order. In order to maximize profits and minimize loss, because that's the purpose of business. We start getting it fucked up like there's a deeper meaning to it that only we are aware of. You know, people start saying shit at work like, you know, it's hard out here. You know, people got kids. I got kids. I got bills. You know, they don't care about people out here. Like, yeah, you're right. They don't care. And I'm glad that you got the memo, because nobody hired you because they give a shit about you. Nobody. Unless the person who hired you knew you and was interested in helping you fix your financial situation. Other than that, don't give a shit about you. They hired you to make them money. And the minute that you start making it hard for them to make money because of what you're doing, they're going to get you on up out of there. And it's okay if you don't understand that, because you will be made to understand by your next employer. So what happens when your work friends get fired, and you was part of that shit that made them get fired? You may have even been the person who made them go and do that dumb shit
and get fired. What happens? You know what happens? Motherfuckers start falling in line. Before the fire, man, fuck that. We ain't got to do this. We ain't got to do that. They don't. Man, I wish they would. I wish they would. That's before the fire. After the fire? Shit, it's a pandemic right now. It's hard out there. And they act like they ain't trying to give up that second stimulus. Plus, I make more money than the stimulus. And I don't. If I'm home all day, I have to be like at home with my wife and my girl and my kids. I ain't really with all that. Plus, this is my kid's last year of high school. I need money for that prom send off. I need money from, you know, college and all that. This thing. My mom's sick. We had to move her in, or I gotta be over there. I gotta give her money. She ain't able to take care of herself. I gotta help out with that. I just bought a house. I just made settlement. I can't get fired right now. I can't do that. Plus, man, the boy who got fired, I mean, he's a good dude. Plus, he'll find another job. He'll be all right. That's fucked up what they did to him, though. That shit is fucked up. That's some bullshit. If I was him, I would sue. If I was him or if I was her, I would sue. He got a case. He'll win that shit easily. But for right now, I think I better get my shit together. And they do. Unless you a dickhead. You ain't gonna watch somebody get fired for doing the same shit that you was doing, and then you gonna follow behind them. Maybe in high school, you took a suspension behind somebody else getting suspended. Oh, they, you know what I mean, we were skipping class or whatever. You know, we got caught grinding on chicks in the back stairwells, and you know, in back of the gym. We weren't was doing it. We wasn't doing it. I was just, you know, grind. We was just kissing and grinding, whatever, you know, copping the field. But anyway, we got suspended. So, I mean, shoot, they suspended my man. You know what I mean? We both got suspended. All three of us got suspended. The girls, too. It was hard to explain. You might have did that then, because you ain't really had that much to lose. Your mom came back up to the school, brought you back to school, and it was over. But now you got kids. You got a wife. You got a girl. You got a spouse. You got a side chick. You got a house. You got a car. You got bills. You got revolving accounts. You got Christmas coming up. You got the holidays. You got Thanksgiving dinner. You hosting at your house. You trying to get fired right now? You survived the first round of the COVID-19 firing. You survived that shit. And it still didn't register to you, you know, to get your shit together. Now, they fired your man. Now, you got to make a decision. Before, you was huffing and puffing and blowing houses down, threatening to blow houses down. They fired your man. You ain't even know he was getting fired. Y'all came in on that Friday. They brought your man into the office that Friday. You was ready to get off early so you could go to happy hours that Friday. Your man came out of the office and was like, yo, they fucking let me go. You was like, ooh, they can't do that. You ain't even do nothing. But then you thought about it like, are they calling somebody into the office next? Yeah, you beat that. They made an example out of your man. They made an example out of your man. Because they knew once they cut the head off of the snake, the rest of the snake was going to coil up and chill. Man, I can't do it in this. Fuck it. Yeah, they know the rest of the snake was going to coil up like.
I ain't getting fired, man. Fuck all that. And you probably start getting your shit together, at least for a while. But you wasn't trying to go out like he went out. Now, the reason that all of this is important, what's going on, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill? I said, my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. How you feeling? What's good? How you feeling, my bro? The reason that I brought this shit up is because all this, motherfuckers is running around here scared. You know, all this protesting going on, all this old wild shit. You know what I mean? Because Trump got motherfuckers thinking that he going to send goons out to tear shit up if he don't win. And niggas is scared. See, this irresponsible, childish bullshit, like he a gangster. He ain't even gangster affiliated. Yeah, you was a gangster, you wouldn't talk so fucking much. This ain't a fucking gangster movie. Yeah, in gangster movies, they talk all the fucking time. It's a movie. You supposed to do that. Real life gangster, shut the fuck up and get it done. Yo, go see him. And go see him and make sure that nobody ever sees him again. That's what we do. You know what I'm talking about. Make a piano leg out of him. Jimmy Hoffa. That kind of shit. Real gangsters don't do all that talking. Oh, yeah. You know, I need y'all to go down to the polls, and I need y'all to make sure they doing it right and shit. What you talking about? What is you talking about? First, it's supposed to be the Democrats that's rioting and acting all crazy over racial injustice and shit. Like they don't have no reason to do that. These motherfuckers want to steal an election and shit. Nah, where he's winning, stop counting. Where he's losing, keep counting. Keep counting. Where he's winning, stop counting. So take the win where he's winning. Don't accept the loss where he's losing. And so the people who believe in this dumb shit that this dumb motherfucker doing, now he making thugs out of motherfuckers that ain't thugs. Well, maybe they are. Maybe they were. But the bottom line is this. Yeah, it's going to be a whole lot of stupid shit right after he lose. But guess what? That's not going to make him win. And once motherfuckers come to their senses and understand, like, I got a family at home. And here I am out here. You know, with these trucks with these American flags and Dixie flags and all this old shit, Confederate flags and all this old dumb shit, I'm out here ready to set it off on motherfuckers that didn't do shit but vote and insist that their vote be counted. That's all I did. And so I'm ready to set it off on them for a loser. Not because a motherfucker won and I felt the right to defend him, but because he lost and I'm not going to be able to reverse that. Then I'm going to get my ass locked the fuck up. And this motherfucker might not free me. I might not have one of those cases that, you know, where I could get pardoned. And even if I get pardoned, that means I had to get locked up. And that means I had to go through the process of getting convicted and imprisoned. I didn't really win all of that. I wanted to keep the motherfucker in power because I believed that he would get me a job. He didn't get me a job, but I believed that he would. Now he don't have the power to get me no job and ain't gonna have it. And there's nothing anybody can do while he's fighting in court. It ain't gonna work. So just like when the boy got fired at your job, your man, you know, the man that went back in your time clock punching days, the one that used to punch his clock when he used to come late every day, the one that used to punch your clock when you would take two-hour lunches, that kind of shit. You know, when you were stealing money and violating and acting like it was your right. And not luck or privilege. Yeah. He got fired. And they really fired him to show you. Like, look,
We gonna let you live, but we gonna slay your man. He gotta die. He's out of here. Your man gotta go. Now you'll be next. You'll be next. It's like when you go to a funeral, and you know how you go. You know how some of those preachers at the funeral be scaring the shit out of you to get your life right. They be like, look at his man. You see them? You see him? You see him in a casket? You see him? That's going to be you. That's going to be each and every one of you. Now, the question that you got to ask yourself is, did this man do the work that was necessary for him to be here but make it up there? I don't know. I don't know. But I know one thing. Now he's gone and the decision is made. Now, you still got a shot. You still got a shot, brothers and sisters. You still got a shot. This man's shot is over. It's in God's hands now. You're in God's hands while you're still here. What decisions are you going to make? Are you going to be like him and let the decision be made for him in the afterlife? Or are you going to make the decision to make sure your afterlife is okay? Everlasting life. They said God gave his only begotten son. And he who professes that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior will have everlasting life. John 3:16, something like that. Okay. What are you going to do? We fired your man. He ain't getting his job back no matter what happens. It was a justifiable firing. You may not look at it that way, but guess what? He was in clear violation multiple times, and it's all documented. So why you always, we run shit. Yeah. The motherfucker who signs the checks running this shit. Y'all was running amok. Now one of y'all is out of here, and we ain't got no problem doubling up. But he was one of the best workers. I don't give a fuck. People who don't understand business think that their personality does not matter. I don't have to speak to nobody at work. You know what I'm saying? As long as I do my work, there shouldn't be no problem. Who gave you the power to make up that rule? Who? Ooh. Oh, shit. Who gave you the power to implement that rule, as long as I do my work? When you came in here and you interviewed for this position, you said that you work well with others. It said right there in black and white. And when we interviewed you, we asked you a number of scenarios about what you would do if this happened, that happened, and the third. And you said that you would handle it this way, that, and what, and that's why we hired your ass. And when you got in here, you came in here originally to get some work done, to improve your financial situation and to do better than whatever job that you came from. But once you got in here, you start treating this shit like it was the playground. You start treating it like it was a playground and y'all playing basketball on two rival teams. No. So, you know, personally, I'm just sick of the bullshit. I am. I'm sick of this bullshit. You know, I feel like the networks or the states or whatever are holding back the results of this shit so they can milk a little bit more TV time. And you know why I think that they're doing that? It's because Donald Trump has been very valuable to these TV networks over the years. For these 5 years, he's been very valuable to them. It's been must-see TV every single fucking day. Am I lying? It's been must-see TV every day for 5 years, not four, because he ran for a year before he actually became president. So since 2015, this motherfucker has been you know, continuing his career as a reality TV star on some Apprentice bullshit. And they've been eating it up. He talks about ratings all the time. You think he talk about ratings for nothing? What other president in the world have you ever heard talk about how the ratings that he had? Who talks like that? Look at these crowds. Who talks like that? Who? But nonetheless, have y'all ever been on a job? Have y'all ever been on a job when your boss got fired? Because that's a whole different kettle of fish right there. Like, damn, they fired my boss? They fired the GM? Damn. That lets you know right there, anybody can get it. The NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball, and NFL all have coaches that get fired. Maybe you don't look at the coach like he's the boss, but he sure seems to have a lot of pull as far as deciding how the game is going to get played now, doesn't he? And what happens when you have a player that doesn't get along with the boss? That doesn't get along with the coach, or that fails to follow the coach's instructions, and this player is not the superstar. What happens? See, when the player is a superstar, you start taking the player's opinions into a little bit of consideration because he's putting asses in them seats at the stadium. So it's like, well, hold on now. Hold on now, Chip Kelly. Hold the fuck on now. Other than that, you feel like being a team player is beneath you. You don't want to get on defense in basketball or hockey. And you don't know how to bat in baseball. You're a pretty good fielder, but you ain't a Golden Glover. You're a gatekeeper. You're a journeyman. But when your boss gets fired, that wakes you up. It should. It should wake you up to, like, if they taking a look at the boss and they decide that the boss got to go, what you think, they ain't been taking a look at your black ass? You figure that because they took the queen off the chessboard, the pawns don't matter? Really? How about the rooks and the bishops? Do they matter? Okay. That's about right. I was a little scared of it. I was like, this shit gonna be too hot. It still is. So yeah. Man, I ain't reading none of y'all comments. We gonna change topics a little bit. Fuck it. We gonna have to just start from the beginning. For real. Because there's too many of them, and I've, you know, we move. Oh, the beauty I cannot see, Cherry. I see. The beauty I cannot see, Cherry. The Cinderella, Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman, Dana Dane. What's fame? What's going on, Dana Dane? He says, I am the friend. I lost my job because of COVID-19 this summer. I work at the airport. People was losing their jobs in March and April and May. I kept saying, but I'm essential. When the money stopped coming in, ain't nobody essential. That's what this. I'm really sorry you lost your job though. On some real shit, I'm really sorry. You know that's a terrible thing. It really is. You know, I saw a whole lot of people lose their job, and I really have a soft heart when it comes to that because I've been there. I've been there. There was a time that I was able to say I'd never been fired before. And when that time ends, you realize, like, but it's funny how you say you were saying I'm essential because I've heard that before. I heard cats say that they were essential and they got fired. They still got fired, laid off. You're not laid off when there's no chance that you're going to get rehired. I know people like to say they got laid off
because it sounds better than it doesn't sound like you did anything wrong. And jobs understand that, so they say, all right, you can tell unemployment that it's a layoff. But just so we understand, you're not getting hired back. Just so we understand that. So between me and you, you're being relieved of your duties here. But we're not going to block your unemployment. You're going to get that. Go ahead. Go ahead and apply for that shit today. You're going to miss the first week. And then in 3 weeks, you're going to get 2 weeks of checks. Go ahead. Do you. Get on that. And good luck to you. Good luck to you. Last year, I had a supervisor who was trying to get me fired. I was the manager. He was my supervisor. And this little jealous knucklehead, I ain't want to tell y'all this last year, but this little jealous knucklehead, little punk motherfucker, he was trying to get me fired bad as shit. To the point where the stupid ass little nigga went to security and told them that I threatened them. What he didn't understand is that when you make an allegation like that, it can't be taken lightly. So his intention was to get me removed from the premises. But because they couldn't prove that I did it or that it happened at all, they removed him from the premises. I ain't know nothing about it. I didn't know that he did it until somebody came to me like, listen, such and such said, blah, blah, blah. What happened between you and I'm like, what do you mean what happened? Me and him had a little powwow, but it wasn't like, no. This dickhead went and said that I threatened him. Okay, so they removed him from the premises. And for like two weeks, they investigated the shit and they found out they ain't have nothing. They ain't have nothing because I didn't threaten them. But trust me, nowadays, if I threaten a boy, I would tell y'all, like, yeah, I told that motherfucker, like, yo, you keep fucking with me, and you will never fuck again. Now, however you want to take that, you take it. I ain't saying I'm going to cut your dick off, but it's going to be real hard. Let me put it this way. Whoever fuck with you, they're going to have to ride. And it won't be any other options. But anyway, so he had a little henchman. While he was on suspension, he had his little henchman ride for him. So the little henchman, this was a high security building. And he had the henchman film me. Well, I don't know if he told him to do it, but the little henchman filmed. He used his cell phone to film me doing something, and he sent it to corporate. Well, see, the facility didn't allow videotaping on the premises. So regardless of what was on the tape, which it wasn't nothing, he actually sent him a tape of me working. But he said that I wasn't doing it right. I'm the fucking manager. I don't have no work that you could critique. They fired the boy. They fired him that day. He sent that video. They looked at it. Me and the district manager, the regional manager, I mean, got on the phone, fired him that night. So when the bull comes back, the bull who said I threatened him, said, he weaseled his way, begged his way back, like, you know, I ain't mean, you know, it wasn't like this. So they let him come back to work. He got his man fired. Or should I say his man got fired acting like him. His man can never work there again. Ever. Ever.
He went from first to worst. But that little violation, they took it so seriously, he could never work there ever again. He's never allowed on the premises ever again. Just for videotaping. He was trying to help his man out. He figured, if I show Milton doing this, and then... Normally, I'm not happy when I see somebody get fired. But for him, I was like, I could go into detail a little bit more about it, but I won't. But yeah, that's what the fuck he get. Shout out to you, Annette. I know that you've been talking about your job coming to a close for a minute. And that's real shit. But I hope that you're going to be all right, and I know that you're going to be all right, because I know that you made the good stuff, and you know what I'm saying? You're going to work it out. The only question for you is, do you want to keep doing what you're doing, or do you want to pursue something new? That's the only, those are your only real issues. It's not an issue of how, it's about where or when. So keep your head up. The other motherfuckers that you work with, that's what they get for not bringing you no food. I don't know. But yeah, so they made an example of the boy. And his man, I'm looking at him like, so you know, you got your boy fired and shit. Fucking with you. You fucking lousy bitch. You're a sucker. I was getting ready to leave the job anyway, so I ain't give no fucks. Like, whatever, man. My man Samaj Network is all up in the house. What's going on, baby boy? Alabama all up in the house. What's good? Hold up. I got to read some of y'all shit. All right, let me see where I can start. And still be here. Okay. I want to count ties. What are you talking about? Oh. Trump is a dumb motherfucker. And so is his supporters. Y'all don't forget to pay. Y'all talking about what I was talking about? Y'all been to those funerals? Y'all know y'all been to those funerals. Yeah, Reverend, yeah, minister trying to scare everybody. Yeah, I mean, he really trying to scare everybody into joining that church. That's his real goal. But at the very least, it's like, I've seen him be all blatant about it. You see this dead person? You see this? I was like, damn, dead preacher. Have a little compassion. Nigga's sad in here. You see this man? He's dead. You want to be like him? Do you? His soul is wherever it is. Where's yours going to be? Where is it now? What happens when your work friends get fired? So all those Donald Trump supporting ass bitch ass yeah. Yo, protect yourselves. Be careful. Don't invite anybody to come into your world and tear shit up. But at the same time, I wouldn't worry a whole lot about it. Not for no long time. Because motherfuckers is going to fall in line. Ain't no use in fighting for something that's not gonna change shit. Once the president of the United States, once one of the motherfuckers reach 270, everything else got to get shut the fuck down. Now, y'all know that people who don't like Trump, they've been protesting since 2016, nonstop. What's up, Vinay? I don't see Vinay. Vinay? Vinay?
see it. I'm seeing it in y'all comments.
Benet's here.
What's up, Benet? But yeah,
all that shit. You know what I mean? All that selling wolf tickets, all of that threatening, all of that. All that's coming to an end, either tonight or tomorrow. It's over. It's over. Ain't no use in burning nothing, turning over shit, running into shit, swinging bats, shooting guns, stabbing, brass knuckling. None chucking. None of that shit is going to matter. It's not going to make nobody win. It's not going to overturn no election. It's done. It's over. Party's over. Tell the rest of the crew. Get up out of here. Go back to your family. Devise a plan of hate. Because there's nothing else you can do. And at the end of the day, you don't know that motherfucker. And he wouldn't ride for you because he didn't ride for you. Matter of fact, he probably is half-assed responsible for your grandmama dying. And I'm not saying that to be funny. But, you know what I mean? He let a lot of people, grandmothers, mothers, fathers, aunts, uncles, cousins, children, friends, and family get killed and shit and ain't do shit. They ain't even make an apology like, yo, that's fucked up. Instead, he gets the shit and act like Superman. Like, yeah, I had this shit. That shit ain't about nothing, man. That shit ain't about nothing. That shit ain't about nothing. Nigga, what? What? It ain't about nothing. It ain't about nothing. You bugging. Rest in peace, my man, Gondell Morris. Go get her. Dead. COVID-19. Is it going to bring Gondell back? I don't think so. Peace and comfort to his family. Ain't going to bring nobody back. The rapper, Fred the Godson. COVID-19 dead. Good rapper. Rest in peace, Fred the Godson. Like, yo, come on, man. This shit's serious. Playing around. Niggas playing around. So, yeah. Yeah, Cal. You know Gondell was cool. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy. That shit's crazy. You know, when that shit start coming home, to you, you start seeing it. You ain't trying to hear nobody playing around with that shit. Talking about it's a hoax. Talking about it ain't real. No, that shit, the fuck out of here. The fuck out of here. Nobody's saying that you made them get killed, but you didn't do shit about it. And you can't even have sympathy for motherfuckers that's going through this shit. Because you so busy lost in your shit. So it's time for you to get fired. You are in violation of every fucking rule. And it's time for you to go. And when you go, all your motherfucking little followers and all your little believers and shit, if they want to go with you, let them the fuck go with you. But they ain't going to be in Washington no more. It's over. So you can kick up dust and do all that stupid shit from now until around January 21st. You know, around, you know, the next presidential inauguration and shit. But it's over. It's the fuck over. The show is over. It's been a 4-year show, 5-year show, and it's over. Canceled. And we not pick, another network is not picking this shit the fuck up. It's over. It's done, son. And for me, it's like the show I never fucking liked. Naturalista Rap. Shout out to you. I know you have family that perished over COVID-19. Shout out to you and yours. My deepest condolences. And anybody else, a lot of people dead. And niggas want to question the numbers. I don't think it's no 230. I wouldn't give a fuck if it was 230. If it's 230 people close to you, come on. This is not somebody else's family. This is not somebody else's neighborhood, somebody else's other country, state, city. I met you. I met Gondell Morris one time. But don't matter. A connection is a connection. So when you see motherfuckers on a regular basis, whether it's in person or online, and you stop seeing them, and it's like, if y'all like me, you know, you stop seeing somebody posting, you know, they used to come around or whatever, you used to see them online. Like, when I do these birthday shout-outs, and I go do the birthday shout-out, I'm like, yo, I ain't seen such and such in a while. It's their birthday. And I go to their page, and you see a rest in happy heavenly birthday. And that shit, man, that shit is, yo, shit is real. Shit is real. This COVID-19 shit has fucked motherfuckers up. And motherfuckers right now are getting pissed off because somebody is not going to allow them to live like the shit doesn't exist. That's what they really mad about. They want to live like the shit ain't real, or like it's not here, or like it doesn't affect anybody. Well, the number of deaths has gone down. Yeah, but they still dying, son. They still dying of the same shit. He's an ass. Nephew Lisa Rapp says, so what you're saying is that Trump is the friend that got fired? That's exactly what I'm saying. He's the friend that got fired. Absol Smurfly. He's the friend that got fired. And he needed to be fired. And although motherfuckers are going to be pissed off that he got fired, their king is about to get the throne, they'll get over that. I'm a great football fan. My team won one Super Bowl. All other times they lost the Super Bowl or got eliminated from the playoffs or didn't make the playoffs, that didn't make me stop watching football. Kept watching it. We see y'all next year. The same way as when your friends get fired, you ain't going to fucking stop being friends, making friends at work. You'll make other ones. You'll form new relationships. You'll build new bonds. But you're going to make sure that motherfucking check come in because you didn't come in with your man. Your man's went out, and it was due to his own actions. Even if you were involved, he made the decision about whether or not keeping his check was important to him. Well, he made the decision that it wasn't all that important. Now it's time for you to make a decision, nigga. What you going to do? What you gonna do? Cut it the fuck out. So yeah, man, fuck all them Trump supporting motherfuckers, and fuck all the ones that think, you know, that like they can come down and intimidate motherfuckers, scared, man. Fuck you. All of them, and any of them. Nobody scared of that shit. Fuck out of here. Your king is a queen. Fuck that nigga. He sit down and pee. Every time. Standing up is not an option. Unless, you know, you gotta pull his panty down and squat. And man, he's supposed to have a squat when he pee, son. He's supposed to be able to take aim. You know what I mean? Your prostate good. You're supposed to be able to stand about, you know, 4, 5, 6 feet away from the urinal. Ah, I can still do this shit like when I was 8. Shout out to my people who got prostate problems. You know, they gotta be kind of close up on the urinal. Look, for my male viewers, y'all gonna understand what I'm talking about.
You know, when you see motherfuckers all up on the urinal like this. My God, they don't get this close up on the urinal.
Yeah. He pissed on his shoelace inside. This nigga pissed on his shoelaces. He got trickles. He only got trickles. I only got shit. I got pee bad. She pee.
I know I do need to stop. I'm sorry, Charlene, my bad. Shout out to all my my brothers who suffer from prostate problems. Go get that shit taken care of, man. Don't let that shit kill you. Don't let that shit kill you. Yeah, I'm going to do it again, though. Fuck it. Be all up on the urinal. Be all up on the urinal. Yo. Fucking Carson Wentz better throw that ball right. Defense! Oh, they score! Oh, shit! Yeah! Fly, Eagles, fly! On the road to victory! Fly, Eagles, for chase! Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high. And watch our egos. What the fuck is y'all niggas talking about, son? What the fuck is y'all niggas talking about? You gotta get close to the yard of sight. You know, when you had a public event, you can't sit down on the toilet. You know what I mean? Fuck around, piss right there on the shit. Nigga, you pissed all over your zipper. What happened? Come on, man. I'm just saying. Come on, we gotta go home. The game is over. Nigga, you pissed all over your zipper. You got this thick yellow shit all over your shoelaces. Nigga, you gotta go and shower at the fucking game. You gotta show your name. What you doing? Fuck is that nigga doing, man? Anyway, man. Yo, make sure y'all hit that like button, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure y'all share the show. And make sure that you subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, it's the Daily Go Get a Mission Show. We talk about what happens when your work friends get fired, son. Hey, yo. Drip. A fly. You know what I mean? You like the Tin Man on the Wiz. Came over here to release some steam, man, because this election shit got motherfuckers stressed. And I'm gonna tell you something. You know, because you got motherfuckers all anxious and shit. And I'm sick of these motherfuckers talking about some. These motherfuckers running around here talking about some. You know, with these memes talking about some. My face, if Biden wins. My face is Trump wins. Motherfuckers really think that politics don't involve them, don't concern them, don't affect them. I'm like, you dumb motherfuckers, man. Your ego can't make everything go away. It just can't. Your ego can't make everything go away. Just because you don't vote or participate in the voting process, or because you don't like the candidates, it does not mean that it doesn't concern you. It doesn't mean that it doesn't involve you. It doesn't mean that it doesn't affect you. It doesn't mean any of that. It's going to affect how much money you make, how much money you take home if you don't have your own business. And if you have your own business, it's definitely going to have an effect on your bottom line. It's also going to affect where you can live, what roads are paved, and you know, things that get fixed, your ability to, you know, what time things open and close, where you can drink, where you can't, where you can live, what you can do, how much you pay for things. All that shit is political. How the fuck you think it doesn't involve me? But I'm just saying, though. No, motherfucker, you just not thinking, though. You're not thinking, though. So even if you decide not to participate in the political process, which is totally in your right, but don't act like it don't mean nothing to you, or it doesn't touch you. When the wind blows, you don't have to acknowledge the wind. It's still gonna blow, and you're still gonna feel it. You can't stop the wind or the cold from affecting you. You're not impervious to that shit. You know, it's all in your mind. You know what I mean? If you don't see it, if you can block out of it, shut the fuck up, nigga. You know what I mean? If you get punched in the face, can you block out the pain? You ain't even know it was coming. If I'd have known it was coming, I could have blocked out the pain. No, you couldn't, bitch. Shut up. You don't even know the force that he got. Shut up. Shut up. Service will start tomorrow night around 7 p.m. Pastor may be running late, but y'all be on time. Man, y'all be giving me the business. Why y'all always give me the business? Why y'all always give me the business? You give me the business, but it's okay. It's all right, man. Like I said, man, I just wanted to come in here and give y'all a little something, you know, because we had to release some steam today. But yeah, don't spend your time worried about. Listen, they tried to scare you from voting in the first place, and for some people, I think it worked. Honestly, I think a lot of those cats who said, you know, I don't like either one of the candidates, so I think they got scared a little bit. I think they got a little bit shook. Like, oh no, I ain't trying to. You know, get shot by one of them crazy ass white supremacist Trump supporters. Oh, and another thing. Another thing that this election, this whole process has taught me. You know what it's taught me, Carol? It's taught me that black people ain't never going to get it together as a unit. I'm sorry. And I honestly believe that. I don't believe that we're ever going to see our people get it together as a unit. You know why? Because our people can't even decide on the same enemy. God damn. It's one thing to not be able to decide on the same friend, but we can't even decide on the same enemy. Now, y'all let that shit sink the fuck in for a minute. Let that sink in for a minute. We can't decide on the same enemy. So a motherfucker smack your man in the face. And you like, you saying that don't mean nothing. Smack him in the face, but I mean, he ain't bust his nose or something. He just popped him. Well, you know, he talked bad about your family, your kids, the way you do things.
you know, your ancestry, and yeah, like he don't have no love for you or none of your people. Oh yes, he does. What you talking about? He loves us. He loves us more than that other motherfucker. That's love. Our people can't even decide on the same enemy. And then don't get me wrong, I'm not saying all white people are the enemy of black people. What I'm saying is there's a particular white person that should be easily identifiable as the fucking enemy. Yet these niggers are running around here kissing this motherfucker ring. Cash Amley says, we've been oppressed for so long, we can't recognize the love we are shown. You know what? I ain't, right now, I'm sorry. I ain't trying to hear none of that shit. Not you personally, but I'm just so sick of this shit. That's why I'm so eager for this shit to end. Because I'm sick of this shit. It's one thing to look at your enemies or the opposing squad. Like, man. Like, if you the hyenas, you ain't trying to, you know, you ain't going to be comfortable around a bunch of lions. If you a lion, you ain't going to be comfortable around a bunch of hyenas. Well, our hyena ass look at the lions like, well, you know, you just got to, you know, lions are all right. You just got to be able to deal with lions. Like some of my best friends are lions. I got lions. Shut the fuck up, pussy. Fucking dumb motherfucker. I'm not saying I'll never give up on my people. But what I am giving up on is motherfuckers. You know what I mean? I'm giving up on the niggers. I got to give up on the niggers. And y'all know I'm saying that right now. Y'all know how I do. Mad, though. I am a mad. You know what I mean? I got a right to be mad. This is some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We fucking trying to dig this hole so we can bury the fucking money. All right, listen. All right, I dug the hole. I dug the hole for an hour straight. I'm going to go get something to eat, man. It's hot. I'm going to go get something to drink, something cold to drink. I'm going to bring you back something, too, all right? You keep on digging the hole. When I come back, then I'll get back on the shovel, all right? All right. So you go get the fucking drinks. You come back and the fucking hole is full. Like, what did you do? I filled in the hole. Pussy, I told you to start. I told you to keep digging. Oh, you said keep digging? Didn't you see what the fuck I was doing? Oh, all right. My bad, oh. My bad. All right. Oh, it must have been a communication problem, man. All right. Oh, I'm going to go ahead. All right. Got to dig again. Dang. Pass me some of that water. What the fuck is this, man? This ain't the water. I had a bottle of vinegar. You know, so we don't get dehydrated. I gave you a bottle of vinegar. All right, the vinegar is cool, but you could have... I asked for the water. Oh, okay. My bad. All right, man. Oh, my back hurting. Fuck. Yo, I need to go. Listen, I'm gonna go over to the shop and get me a back brace. You, all right, like I told you before, finish digging the hole. You know what I mean? I get back and I get back on the shovel, all right? We got it now? Yeah, oh, I got you. You come back and the hole is full again. Again. Well, what's that telling you, son? You think a motherfucker is working with you when he's working against you. You think you're working with a motherfucker when he's working against you. And he showed you that he's working against you.
No, Cal,
the nigga ain't stupid. He not stupid. He doing it on purpose. He sees what you're doing. He's working against you, making you do shit double. The same way as when you keep advising him not to fuck with certain motherfuckers, and he go right there and work with them. He go right there and be all up in their face. He French kissing a fucking asshole.
What happens when your work friends get fired? What happens when your work friends get fired? Cal, you said throw him in the hole with the rest of them. The problem is, ain't no hole now because he filled it the fuck in. All the way to the top and padded the shit with the goddamn shovel. Shit is flush to the rest of the fucking ground. Like, what's that construction machine when you do fill in a hole and it pounds down the dirt? You know what I mean? It's a metal thing. It's sort of like a pile driver. What you call the thing that breaks up the cement? Make all that noise. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But yeah, he done made the shit flush to the fucking ground. Jackhammer. Thank you, Cal. Jackhammer. But this ain't a, you know, they have a tool that's like a jackhammer, but it puts the ground, you know, flush so you can go ahead and start doing the cement work. All right, let's do these birthday shout outs and let's get on the pot of here, y'all. Shit. I think I done fucking talked myself out. Sick of these niggas. All right, y'all, we have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. November 5th, the 5th of Scorpio, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are number one out the box, turning 50 years old today. I said she's a 1970 baby. Yeah, with the pod, with the group of the crazy. Yeah, and that would be Demetra Pooh. Edwards, Demetra Pooh Edwards, and she's connected to me in a way because her mama is the girlfriend or, you know, like, sort of like the fiance wife of my cousin, and that's really my mom's cousin, so that's like my second, third cousin, whatever. Happy birthday to you, Demetra, and Edgar Cortez turning 23 years old today. Happy birthday to you, youngin', and LaShawn Malone turning 39 years old today. Happy birthday to you, mom. And Janelle McIntyre, no relation, turning 29 years old today. Happy birthday, cutie. And Yeah Pooh Walker, turning 40 years old today. Yeah Pooh. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah, what's up now? Oh. And Bree, turning 36 years old today. And Rosie Shepherd, turning 47 years old today. And Nate North, turning 43 years old today. Ashante Stone, happy birthday to you. And Shy Douglas, turning 52 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Black Aladdin, turning 38 years old today. Black Aladdin. And also Nikia White Spots, happy birthday to you. And Lex Royal, my girl Lex, happy birthday to you. And go get her, Chris Badson. Happy birthday to you, Chris. And last but certainly not least, my man Deron Smith, turning 58 years old today. Happy birthday to you. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious. November 5th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, the damn, the rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn, rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. Y'all know how we do. Everything is going to be all right. Everything is going to be cool. Everything is going to be all right. When your worker friends get fired, you should actually become fired. Because you only have two choices. Either get your shit together so you don't get fired, or get your ass up out of there before you get fired so you can say that you quit. But that's it. Shape up or ship out. Shape up or ship out. You know what I mean? Straighten up and fly right. Or keep doing the same dumb shit and find yourself in this with the same dumb plight. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life, man. Love is love, baby. I appreciate me some you. All right, y'all. So we will be back right back at y'all tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Same bat time, same bat channel. You know, thanks for putting up with my crazy shit, man. You know what I mean? Y'all always encourage me to act crazier and crazier. I don't know what y'all see in me, but I'm just glad that I'm able to be seen. So, man, you know what I mean? I've never said this before, but fuck it. Go Biden Harris 2020. I've never said nothing like that in my life. But this one is for the money, so fuck all that bullshit. Peace, Blog Talk. I get that.